We are ready to update what's going on in the world. If you have some big ideas about things that are important to you, you can always share them as we discuss them. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of July. And so just when you thought we'd had enough of George Zimmerman, aha, not so fast. Back in the news after he was found not guilty last week. Turns out that last week Zimmerman resurfaced from seclusion to help a family trapped in an SUV that had overturned on a Florida highway. So is this a... What is this? One would wonder. There are a lot of cynics doing talk radio and talk television. So tell the rest of us what you think about whether this was this kind of a stunt, publicity stunt for him. There's, as you know, a lot of different activity conversationally on the radio, and the producers of the program spend a good deal of time monitoring these ideas that are expressed, and we get excerpts from various programs to stimulate you and your thoughts, such as the case with this program hosted by a fellow named Bill Carroll, who thinks this is just a big stunt.
You're driving along and you see an overturned truck. What do? You get out and you help pull the people out. No, that's what you do. Except this cannot have happened. This cannot be real. This has got to be some kind of clever, very clever publicity stunt. George Zimmerman came out of hiding last Thursday just long enough to rescue a family trapped inside an overturned vehicle. The one detail that's missing from this that would convince me absolutely that it was all a put up is if it was a black family. Husband, wife, kids, all black. That would just, wouldn't it? You'd say, come on. That is not reported in the story, which tells me it probably isn't. So there will no doubt be people protesting on the street saying if it had been a black family, he would have let them die. We'll probably hear that. Oh, but this is just, it's too bizarre to be true. George Zimmerman, how many years have you been driving? I've been driving for decades. I'd like to think that if I came across an overturned truck, I would probably get out and try to help out. I've seen overturned trucks over there on the other side of the freeway, or police have already arrived on the scene or something, but I've never had the chance. How often does this happen in somebody's life? Is he still driving around with a police radio in his car, patrolling the neighborhood, looking for accidents? The coincidence is just unbelievable to me. He's one of two men who came to the aid of this family of four, two parents and two children. They were trapped inside a blue Ford Explorer. It happened at 5:45 p.m. on Thursday, less than a mile from where he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. Here's how it's being reported on TV.
On Wednesday, it involved two parents and their two children. They rolled over after losing control. They were not injured. However, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's deputy who responded to the scene, the occupants of that vehicle said two men approached them to help pull them out of their upside-down truck. One of those men was George Zimmerman, and if in fact that is true, we presume the other one is the bodyguard that he's been living with and traveling with for most of the past year. But it does appear, based on that deputy, that George Zimmerman and whoever he was with got out and helped out of the scene and then drove away without giving any statement because they were not witnesses to the actual crash itself.
Come on. That's not real. That is not a real story. I feel like I'm the victim of a hoax.
Do you feel like you're the victim of a hoax? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. What's the scoop in the inside world of your mind, your instincts? What does your gut tell you about this? Here's radio host Gloria Neal talking about the continuing conversation about Zimmerman. The trial's over, for heaven's sakes.
The trial of Trayvon Martin is over, but the conversation apparently is not. That is just the jumping off point. The repercussions of that verdict surrounding the death of the 17-year-old African-American are just beginning. And regardless of, you know, here is, because it's whether or not, some have said the president was pushed to the podium, others have said, no, he walked. He walked up. And regardless of whether he wanted to talk about race. In many ways, we do have President Obama to thank for this. All the way back when he was running and he had to answer the question, well, are you a black man? Then he had to answer that question, right? And then it was, well, how do you deal with race? And then he answered that question, and now this. So last Friday, President Barack Obama did something many in the African-American community really have been waiting for quite some time. And many in other communities have waited for as well. And you know, critics thought it would never happen or should never happen. But the president, well, honey, he kicked all of that to the curb. He spoke as an African-American man. His words, I am an African-American man, which at the point I heard him say that, I was like, honey, hush, really? I had no idea. So in his own words, President Obama said, like many African-American men, young and old, rich and poor, living on many sides of, you know, socioeconomic railroad tracks, he had been followed in department stores. He had, you know, seen people lock their car doors when he crossed the street. And yes, he has watched women clutch their handbags tighter as he got on the elevator. Quote, those sets of experiences, the president said, inform how the African-American community interprets what happened one night in Florida. And it's inescapable for people to bring those experiences to bear. So as I watched and listened to the various news programs over the weekend dissecting the president's words, I was stunned by those who criticized the president. And I understand it's great we live in this country. You can criticize him. But I'm thinking, did you watch the same damn speech? Did you watch it? Did you listen? Not hear it. Did you listen? Stunned by those who had the audacity to speak on the issue, saying he was further dividing the races. Because here's the news flash. The president, when you talk about race baiting, the president wasn't talking to black folks. We know, honey. We know this story. He was talking to everybody else. Everybody else who has not experienced that. Everyone else who says, you know what? Don't run if a police officer is in the vicinity because you will look guilty. Ours is not to recite, well, I know my rights. Speaking out like that in the presence of law enforcement particularly can get you hurt and possibly killed. And now, in light of what the message coming from the George Zimmerman case says, an ordinary citizen can kill you. That's really the message that a lot of people in the African-American, quite frankly, any person who feels disenfranchised or group of people feel, that's the message.
So George Zimmerman helped rescue a family trapped in an overturned vehicle off a Florida highway last week. 888-302-3684. The family of four were in a blue Ford Explorer, traveled off the road, rolled over. Officers with the county sheriff's office arrived at the scene. Zimmerman and the man who was with him then left. So what do you think of that? The rallies this weekend and protests, is this aimed at improving his image so that he doesn't have to, he won't get sued by the family? Who knows? This is all speculation anyway, but it makes for an interesting conversation. Who would have thunk it? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is off today and tomorrow. Next up here, well, there are a couple, three or four different directions in which we can travel, but during the course of the hour, yes, we have to talk about the royal birth. Yes, we have to talk about Detroit. Yes, we have to talk about Geraldo's picture. Yes, yes, yes. And yes, it's 16, almost 17 after the hour on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, Here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684. Here's an excerpt of a conversation that host Mark Amazon had with a media analyst named Joe Valenzano about the news. All right, so we don't have him. We have John Phillips talking about the reaction some people had to the verdict and protesters and criminals and all that good stuff.
In all the copy that I was reading and all the reports that I was seeing on Twitter and the various social networking sites and coming from various news organizations, the individuals that you were watching on TV tear up a Walmart and assault people and kick in car doors were referred to as protesters. In what world are they protesters? There were people who were there who were protesting peacefully. They're protesters. But if you're kicking in car doors and you're giving cameramen concussions and you're attacking Dave Bryant of CBS2, you're a vandal and a criminal. You're not a protester. And words matter. Look at the fight that's gone on right now over the term illegal alien. There are newspapers, including the New York Times, that do not allow that in their paper now. Editorially, they're in favor of amnesty. They're in favor of the immigration bill. And that's the direction they want the country to move in. And they know it's easier to do that if they shift the language.
All right. Let's take a breath for a moment or two. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with thoughts about events and people that are being talked about today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It sounds just like that famous American song, God Bless America, It's God Save the Queen. And perhaps a fitting introduction here as we think about the birth of the royal. Everybody is excited. I'm not excited. I don't care, frankly. But I'm going to happily pass this information along through a radio program that we monitored, hosted by Eric Bilstead and Tom McCurry. Here they talk to an ABC reporter named Tom Rivers. It seems that more Americans are excited about the birth of this baby than people in England. It's just so over the top, overdone. The news media looks patently ridiculous. So, but anyway, a lot of people are talking about it. So here's a spin on the conversation and the story.
A lot of people outside Buckingham Palace right now. A lot of people in and out of London celebrating.
Yeah, boy, it was a long, long number of days. But we finally had it today and began early this morning, 6 o'clock, with the arrival of Kate and William in a private car. They snuck in, and then about 4:24 local time, London time here, Kate delivered a baby boy, 8 pounds, 6 ounces, no name yet. But people are pretty excited. Mom and baby are said to be doing fine and just relaxing right now. A couple thousand people now are congregating outside of Buckingham Palace. They want to see this easel with this, it's called it a poster. It's got the details on it, the specifics on the sex and of the baby and the weight and all that kind of thing. And they've got their cameras with, obviously, and their phones are taking pictures and kind of capture their own piece of history, maybe not only for themselves, but maybe for their kids and grandkids as well down the road.
People here are so excited, Tom. Is it like that over there? Are they as excited in England as we are here?
This may surprise you. People are excited with a small e, and I would think that most of the American tourists that I've met the past few days, they were even more excited. So I think the further you are away from London, the more excited you are. Maybe because For Americans, for instance, we look at this and we say, hey, this is kind of a real-life, living and breathing soap opera, and we're fascinated with it. The Brits, they say it's part of the wool and warp of their life, their culture, and they embrace it, but no, they don't get too excited about it.
So when are we going to have a name, Tom?
That's a great question. We could have had one immediately. We could have one tomorrow. We could have one in a week. Harry was named immediately. William was named a week later. So, as they say, go figure. We don't know. We're going to have some gun salutes tomorrow in Green Park, right across from Buckingham Palace. We're going to have some gun salutes as well over at Tower Hill. And if you walk right now, if you walk maybe 10-minute walk from Buckingham Palace down the Mall to Trafalgar Square, you get to Trafalgar Square and those beautiful fountains, if you've ever been there, they are blue tonight. So they
nice.
Put some blue dye in there. So got a nice touch there.
What I'm impressed with is that they had a baby 4 hours earlier before the entire world knew about it.
Yeah. What does that tell you? I mean, in this world of leaks, right, what does that tell you? They got a pretty good control on the staff and the hospital
yep.
and the royal staff, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, they kept it quiet for 4 hours, and they finally said, let's get it out there, and there you go, off and running.
4:24 local time yesterday when Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, and her husband, Prince William, welcoming their 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy, not named publicly yet. Prince Charles read a statement, we could not be happier. Yeah. Okay, am I a poo-pooer? Yes, I am, because I think it's foolish. Not a hooey about nothing. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you always want to have a reliable communication device when heading out in a boat. But these days, even your mobile phone can do a lot more than just make emergency calls. Most mobile phones now come with a GPS receiver, so an option like Google Maps will work on the water. But you're relying on cell phone signals or wireless, so you sometimes could be out of luck. And remember, enabling your phone's GPS will eat up the battery quickly. For navigating in open water, the Marine and Lakes USA app overlays nautical charts onto a map database. And if you exit a service zone, the app will have already downloaded it, so it can work without a signal. That's pretty cool. Another option is called iNavX, and it's a popular charting app for the iPhone or the iPad. And then there are the non-navigational options, Boating Suite. And for those of us who have a boat and realize how much money we're spending, or maybe don't, it actually helps you track boat maintenance, expenses, and fuel use. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
Fresh stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
On the Good Day program, 7/23/13. I'm Doug Steffen reporting on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, information, important news nuggets. The 76-year-old Milwaukee man who admitted to shooting and killing his 13-year-old neighbor, sentenced to life in prison. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jeffrey Wagner said John Henry Spooner wouldn't be eligible for parole. Good. There should never be any light in the tunnel for you, said the judge. Jurors took less than an hour to find him guilty of first-degree intentional homicide after they watched the video from this guy's own security camera of him shooting Darius Simmons. In May of last year, the jury needed less time to reject his insanity defense, finding him criminally responsible after 15 minutes. He told police he confronted her because he was sure the boy had taken four shotguns from his house. None of the guns were found in his home. Before the sentencing, Spooner told the court he still wasn't sure if he was right or wrong. These kinds of stories, this is I wonder if people are putting two and two together here and whether or not the Stand Your Ground law, I'm not sure, those of you who are listening in Wisconsin, this is only floating around in my mind. I think justice was served in this circumstance from what I know of the story, but we have a lot of Wisconsin listeners, and I'm wondering if, in fact, he thought that this person had taken his guns, was that if in fact the Stand Your Ground law might have been in effect there, would this have been enough? I look at pictures of this man and I think to myself something that's unspeakable that I don't want to say on the air. 888-302-3684. I'm just wondering how the Stand Your Ground law might have applied there, because so many people are talking about it. It's worth a moment or two of consideration, which is about all this guy's. He should rot in jail. 888-302-3684. Okay. Speaking of rotting, at the time when you think that the conversation is over regarding the IRS and the scandal and the investigation, what's troubling me is it's fading from the news, even though the hearings are going on. Once again, the news media not doing its job, in my opinion. And here's radio host Ray Dunaway to speak with reporter Brian Preston about that very thing.
We had the AP being spied on by the Justice Department. We had Fox News being watched by the Justice Department. We still have Benghazi. But there's also the IRS. And I think to a lot of people, this is the most frightening thing. And the hearings continue. Like I say, they haven't gotten a lot of attention. And maybe they should.
They should. The IRS scandal, in my opinion, is the most dangerous scandal that's out there. Dangerous to the American people and also dangerous to the Obama administration because of what it says. The IRS scandal says that the government was targeting Americans based on their political ideology. And it's not supposed to do that. The IRS is not a political arm of the president or his campaign or the Democratic or Republican Party. It's not a tool of politics. It's not supposed to be. But the IRS scandal says that it was turned into that during 2010 and 2012, two election cycles. And there was a big bombshell in the hearings on the Hill. There was a huge bombshell, which is that we're not talking about rogue agents anymore in Cincinnati and all that stuff. The scandal landed in the IRS counsel's office. Now, folks should understand the IRS counsel is one of just two political appointees at the Internal Revenue Service. There are only two. The first one is the actual commissioner. The second is the IRS chief counsel. The chief counsel right now is William Wilkins. He was appointed to that position by President Obama in April of 2009. So he's been there throughout the entire abuse regime, and Carter Hull, who's relatively new to the IRS, he's only been there for 48 years, and testified yesterday that he's never seen anything like what's been going on in the Obama years. He testified that he sent files, these files of the Tea Party groups to the chief counsel's office and got the runaround as to what to do with them, and that it was a consistent pattern that he was getting the runaround as to what to do with them. So that lands the scandal in the political part of
the
IRS, the two political parts, and ultimately into the administration.
All right, let's keep this going for a few more minutes. Thoughts 888-302-3684 on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's a radio host named John Justice talking to Katie Pavlich, who is a White House reporter, about the claims the scandal goes to the White House.
What do we make of the chief counsel's office for the IRS, headed by a political appointee of Obama? The word is they helped develop the agency's problematic guidelines for reviewing the Tea Party cases, according to a top IRS attorney. I mean, are we seeing evidence here of the IRS targeting, you know, conservative groups reaching all the way to the White House? I mean, I don't think it's smoking gun, but how much do we make of this?
Well, today, a guy who's been around Washington for almost 40 years who works with the IRS is going to testify. And yesterday we found out that he's going to basically say that the chief counsel who was of the IRS in Washington, who was a political appointee of President Obama, so put in place by the president, helped develop these guidelines for, you know, reviewing or targeting Tea Party cases. And so, you know, they keep asking, well, what's the direct link to President Obama? Well, not only did you have President Obama, you know, going out on the campaign trail repeatedly during the 2010 elections, singling out Tea Party groups like Americans for Prosperity and all that kind of stuff, but now you have this chief counsel who was appointed by the president, and as we know, he appoints people to do his dirty work for him, who apparently came up with these guidelines according to this whistleblower. So that's a big deal.
Little tiny bit.
Yeah.
What's
it's the closest we've gotten to the White House with this scandal so far, aside from Obama's own words and his own, you know, calling out of Tea Party groups in public.
Now, do we have a hearing to...
Yes, you know, it's going to be interesting because you have, you know, Congressman Issa, who's been doing a decent job, and then you have chairman or the ranking member Elijah Cummings, who runs cover for the administration and everyone whenever he possibly can. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he asks. Democrats are now trying to go after the Inspector General for the Treasury because he didn't present, you know, the right facts in the case, and so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he gets asked. And I'm sure there will be a lot of, well, of course, progressive groups were targeted as well, right? Which we now know, you know, that's not true in the same sense that Tea Party groups are targeted.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of that going on. You know, the whole trying to equal out the playing field. Like, you know, just as they do the whole, well, Bush did it too thing, they're going to try and pull that, well, progressive groups are targeted too, so it doesn't matter.
All right. So this goes all the way to the White House. Are you surprised? Or at least that's the allegation. 888-302-3684. All right, let's wrap this with a montage of talk radio callers to various programs that we monitor. That's how this works. You dial us at 888-302-3684. Sometimes you get on the air live. Sometimes we tape you for play back with other callers later on. And sometimes we use some of the callers from some of the programs that we acknowledge and monitor. So at any rate, here's a potpourri of people talking about the investigation into the IRS.
I don't think it's a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the government, that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity. And this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair. I've worked for the IRS for about 30 years, and IRS always has investigated tax-exempt organizations. When you apply for a tax-exempt organization, you especially a 501c3 or a C4, you fill out a form called a 1023 or a form 1024, a very extensive form. It's long and requires a lot of information, and it takes time to review those. And they are reviewed thoroughly, and they're not scrutinized. IRS tax-exempt organization areas review all of these applications, not just the ones for the Tea Party or not just the ones for Patriots or anything that is being on TV right now. They're reviewed thoroughly because they're very important. The base of the our country is what the Internal Revenue Service does provide in taxes and collections and exams and everything. So all of these tax-exempt organizations are thoroughly reviewed because, keep in mind, they're not paying taxes.
I read several articles about this, quite a few, and I think it's important to mention that the head of the IRS at the time, especially of the election in 2012, was a Bush appointee still. The reason that's important is you hear the same people who are criticizing this, the same people are at the same time saying, well, this when they're saying that these were decided in Cincinnati, that's ridiculous. This goes all the way up to the top. But at the same time, the guy in charge of the IRS at that time is a Bush appointee. They can't have it both ways. They need to understand that either it was done in Cincinnati, or if it goes all the way up to the top, it was done by somebody appointed by President Bush.
All right, so there's enough of that. 888-302-3684. I would be remiss if I did not spend a moment acknowledging the passing of actor Dennis Farina. Most of you remember him from playing Joe Fontana on Law & Order, but he's been in dozens and dozens and dozens of movies, sometimes playing the romantic lead. I remember him in that movie with Bette Midler. Most of the time he played a cop because he was a cop for 20 years in Chicago. He was spotted by a producer, became the call-to guy when it came to advice on how to do things. And then he was asked to play a small role in a movie and did very well. And then the television show Crime Drama. Remember that? set in Las Vegas. That was really pretty interesting. I thought that was a good show, frankly. And that was in the 80s. And then he basically was a very familiar face. Had a blood clot in his lung. You don't mess with those things. So Dennis Farina at 69, passing away. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean Sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program with things you need to know, maybe some things that you've thought about. How many of you remember the picture last year about this time of the man floating in a lake with his dog falling asleep in his arms? Remember that picture? John Unger and his dog Shep floating around the arthritic dog. Owner last year at this time thought he was going to have to put the dog to sleep because he had such bad arthritis, but put him in the water, and they threw water therapy, got another year. The dog passed away, according to Unger on his Facebook page late last week. He posts, "I breathe, but I cannot catch my breath." Shep passed away yesterday. The bond was really kind of neat. Most of you, and me included, who are animal lovers, have neat stories to tell and good photos, and you post them, and that's cool. This was a good, really great story. Loving a loving story about a man and his best friend. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted.
And I live in Detroit. So it's 53 past the hour. Yep, people are talking a lot about Detroit being the largest city in America after, Birmingham did this a year or two ago, right? Birmingham was the largest city up until now. Detroit is busted, broke, and there are a lot of people that are talking. Usually these conversations, there's an old expression, you're talking like a man with a paper butt, and that's where I get a lot of the information here. Or I'm putting it into some category. I think that's basically where it belongs. But anyway, it makes interesting conversation. We're not here to judge whether it's right or wrong, just that it's interesting. Here's a host named Matt Murphy talking to financial analyst Greg Powell about Detroit.
We're number 2, Greg. Jefferson County is number 2 now, right?
Oh, yes.
Because we were the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of America.
Right.
And now we're the second largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of America.
Thanks to Detroit.
Thanks, Detroit.
Yes. Yeah, which is, when you look at it, it's fascinating to me, and this will tell everybody how boring I really can be, but, you know, Detroit in 1955 had the highest income per capita. 1955, you know.
That's not
that long ago.
That long ago.
That's exactly right.
58
and
years.
And here they are now, and following the largest bankruptcy in history, you know, the automobile industry has changed it. The automobile industry is now all over the world. You know, it's when you look at where General Motors was at the time and, you know, and Ford and Chrysler and, you know, where that, those companies and what they were doing, how they dominated the automobile industry and today how that has totally changed. I think it's a good look into the future on some things. I also think Detroit's a great study on city management. I think it's an issue going forward. It's going to be, you know, again, you know, pensions. That's probably another reason why listeners need to pay close attention. You know, if you're working for a company that has a pension or you're working for a entity, state entity or federal entity, you know, on pension and everything, just need to be aware of this. They tell you you've got a check coming, but that can change.
Well, part of this problem with pensions, and I know we're walking kind of down a different road here. I mean, much like Social Security, these companies are making, we are living longer every year.
Oh,
I mean, human race, and particularly Americans,
yeah.
We're living longer and living longer, and we haven't really adjusted the retirement age.
Sure.
And so now, if I've got this pension coming to me for the rest of my life,
right.
After I retire from a company,
sure.
I mean, that's an incredible burden on that company that they, you know, maybe they're factoring they have to provide that for 10 or 15 years, and now it's 20 or 25 years,
right.
And it's just, it's impossible to keep up with that.
Yeah. You're right about that. In fact, National Geographic, I want to say it was a couple of months ago, on the cover had a picture of a baby, and the title was basically, this baby has the opportunity to live to 120.
Well, and I remember that.
Yeah,
I get National Geographic.
Yeah, okay.
This baby will live to 100.
That's it.
And 20.
120.
Right.
It's 120. And so when you look at, like, what these cities are going through, when you look at the services they've got to provide, when you look at the pensions that have got to be paid out, and how people are living longer, I think it's going to be a huge debate going forward. And the other thing is, though, it puts more burden and responsibility on individuals.
From the Do You Know and Do You Care, Did You Know Who Do You Care department, did you know that almost all the new cars being produced now have black boxes storing lots of data about you? Listen to this.
I had no idea about this. I have to admit, it's been there for a while. It's an article yesterday in the New York Times. A black box for car crashes. About 96% of all new vehicles sold in the United States have the boxes. And in September 2014, if the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has its way, all of them will have them. The boxes have long been used by car companies to assess the performance of their vehicles, but data stored in the device is increasingly being used to identify safety problems in cars and as evidence in traffic accidents and criminal cases. And the trove of data inside the boxes has raised privacy concerns, including questions about who owns this information and what it can be used for, even as critics have raised questions about its reliability. To federal regulators, law enforcement authorities, and insurance companies, the data is an indispensable tool to investigate crashes. What are your thoughts? Did you know that? Did you know that 96% of all new vehicles have these black boxes like in airplanes? And are you okay with that? They say right now it's just around crash times. It comes on a few seconds before a crash and after. Really? How does it know you're going to crash? Maybe if it has you just slam on the brakes or something. What if you don't? Are you okay with this? You think it's a great idea? Did you know? Is it important that we...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.